This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched several developmental projects around 4,700 crore rupees in Chandigarh in key areas healthcare, education and road infrastructure. In a program organized at the Punjab Engineering College, Chandigarh this afternoon, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation advanced mother and child care centre built at a cost of 505 crore rupees and advanced neurosciences centre built at a cost of 440 crore rupees. He also laid foundation stone of 259-bed critical care block under PM Abhiyam scheme at PGIMER Chandigarh. Mr. Modi also dedicated Zirakpur-Kurali Greenfield Highway to the nation and laid foundation stones for the Zirakpur Bypass and the Chandigarh Airport AeroCity Greenfield Highway. He also inaugurated hostel blocks at Punjab Engineering College and Government College of Sector 46 alongside a new multipurpose auditorium at Punjab University. Addressing a gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "With the development of Chandigarh, people's lives have been transformed, but its benefits extend beyond the city, reaching the people of Haryana, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh as well."
आज चंडीगढ़ में कनेक्टिविटी को लेकर भी कई शुभारंभ हुए हैं। आईटी सिटी से कुराली तक 6 लेन वाले ग्रीनफील्ड हाईवे का उद्घाटन हुआ। मोहाली और खरड़ के लोगों को जाम से राहत मिलेगी। अंबाला चंडीगढ़ ग्रीनफील्ड हाईवे से BR7 स्पेस पर इसकी आधारशिला भी रखी गई है। ऐसे सभी विकास कार्यों से उद्योग और कारोबार को गति मिलेगी। हमारे चंडीगढ़ में ईज ऑफ लिविंग और बेहतर होगी। इसका लाभ पंजाब के साथ साथ इस पूरे क्षेत्र को होगा। साथ ही आज ही हरियाणा के जिंद से सोनीपत के लिए देश की पहली हाइड्रोजन ट्रेन भी शुरू हुई है।
Prime Minister Modi today flagged off India's first hydrogen powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind railway station in Haryana, marking a major step towards clean and sustainable rail transport. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects. He dedicated the 157-kilometre Delhi-Amritsar-Katra expressway, which will reduce travel time between Delhi and Katra to about 6 hours and between Delhi and Amritsar to around 4 hours. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Indian Railways has undergone major transformation over the past 12 years and described the hydrogen train as a historic milestone that has given Jind a special place in India's history."
भविष्य में जब भी हाइड्रोजन ट्रेन का जिक्र आएगा तो जिंद का, सोनीपत का, हरियाणा का नाम भी आएगा ही आएगा। मैं आप सभी को, पूरे देश को, भारतीय रेल की आधुनिकता से जुड़े इस बड़े कदम के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ।
Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, a meeting of group of ministers was held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu and Kiran Rijiju were present in the meeting. During the meeting, the leaders chalked out the strategy for the upcoming parliamentary session. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from the 19th to the 25th of this month. Briefing media New Delhi Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George said that these state visits have been undertaken at the invitation of the Presidents of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. He said that the visit is of considerable historical significance as it will mark the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian president to the Republic of Moldova and North Macedonia. India announced its 20-member squad for the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 today. Midfielder Salima Tete will lead the Indian side at the prestigious tournament to be held in Belgium and the Netherlands from August 15 to 30. Goalkeepers Savita and Bichu Devi Kharibam have retained their places in the squad. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the semifinals of the Japan Open 2026. Sindhu progressed after Japan's former world champion Nozomi Okohara withdrew from the women's singles quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.